Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saying Iran is not living up to the spirit of a two-year-old nuclear agreement it signed with Western powers, President Trump has unveiled a new U.S. strategy toward Tehran.
We will work with our allies to counter the regime's destabilizing activity and support for terrorist proxies in the region. And we will place additional sanctions on the regime to block their financing of terror. We will address the regime's proliferation of missiles and weapons that threaten its neighbors' global trade and freedom of navigation. And finally, we will deny the regime all paths to a nuclear weapon.
Mr. Trump stopped short of pulling the United States out of the 2015 deal involving Iran, the permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany and the European Union. A U.S.-Canadian family has left Pakistan, it happened Friday, headed for the U.K. after 5 years in Taliban captivity. Acting on a tip from the U.S., Pakistani troops rescued the family. U.S. military says there is a good sign for relations with Pakistan here. Here is Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie.
We would view this actual recovery of the citizens in Pakistan by Pakistani forces as a very favorable development along that line. So we would view this as a very positive thing that Pakistan has done moving forward.
The couple went missing while backpacking in Afghanistan in 2012. U.S. military officials are urging Kurdish and Iraqi forces gathered on the outskirts of the disputed oil-rich city of Kirkuk to tone down everything down as Kurdish officials continue to warn of an imminent Iraqi invasion if Iraqi forces enter Kurdish territories. Peshmerga says it's an act of aggression. This is VOA News. Following the U.S. decision to quit the United Nations Organization for Education, Science, and Culture, Israel announced it too will withdraw from UNESCO. VOA's Ladan Sahok reports the Trump administration also cited anti-Israel bias as a reason for its withdrawal.
U.S. representative at UNESCO headquarters in Paris, Chris Hagedorn, gave two reasons for withdrawal.
One was mounting arrears, which have been mounting since 2011 when this organization admitted Palestine as a member state. Second issue, unfortunately, this venue has become politicized, undermining the work of UNESCO across its mandate.
The United States has long called for a reform of the UN's cultural body. Earlier this year, UNESCO declared the ancient core of Hebron, a contested city in Israeli-occupied West Bank, as a Palestinian World Heritage Site in danger. And in 2015, it adopted a resolution that criticized Israel for mishandling heritage sites in Jerusalem. Both decisions were condemned by Israel and its allies. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
China will host a one-party Congress next week that Chinese leader Xi Jinping will use, they say, to further solidify his power as the country's supreme leader. Congress meets every 5 years. Deadly wildfires continue to burn out of control in the northern part of the U.S. state of California. VOA's Steve Miller is following the story.
Firefighters gained some ground in Northern California as the wildfires grew little in favorable weather, but crews face another battle against gusty winds, low humidity, and higher temperatures. Since igniting Sunday in spots across eight counties, the blazes have destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Thus far, the fires have killed an unprecedented 32 people, but the death toll is expected to keep rising. Firefighters continue to hit the Tubbs Fire hard north of Calistoga as strong winds were expected to pick up in the afternoon on Friday and into the evening in the area, worrying officials that the blaze could jump a highway, putting the town of Calistoga square in the flames' crosshairs. Greg Bertelli with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection.
The winds blow from the north. Calistoga is going to be a concern, and if the winds shift, then Middletown. So that's why we're engaging so aggressively, like we always do.
Fire officials say about 5,700 homes and buildings have been destroyed and driven 90,000 people from where they live.
That is VOA's Steve Miller reporting. For more news, go to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.